telling everyone not to wear a sword. Over the summer, it's helped a little, with the caravanners. We've had fewer fights. She glanced at the Kwakin. I'm sorry, Master Okalo, that I didn't greet you.
No matter.
Do you still have the black horse pox, or did you get another? I'm traveling on foot, right now, said Pox carefully. I left socks in Finn Paneer. They said they'd keep him until I came for him. She could see the thoughts passing through Severy's eyes, but Severy finally said, I hope he's all right. I remember how scared I was of him at first, and by the time you left, I could feed him from my hand. She looked at Pox's clothes curiously. Are you a ranger now, or shouldn't I ask? I spent the summer as a ranger. Now I'm going to see Duke Phelan. Pox tried to think of something comforting to say and couldn't. Severy sat in silence a moment and then got up. I'd better get back to work. We're feeding one of the caravans, too, and they'll be sending in for it any minute. She started away, then turned back for a moment. I'm glad you're here, Pox. I hope you come back.
Severy's talked of joining the Grange, said Master Okalo. She said she would like to be like you.
Pox shivered. She shouldn't. She's too...
She's tougher than you think. She'd make a good fighter, in some ways like you, though I think she shouldn't plan to make her living at it. But if trouble comes here, she could fight, I think, and well.
Though it was nearly dark when they left the inn, the streets were just as crowded. Pox felt sleepy and full. The meal she'd eaten, on top of the long day's march, had her longing for a bed. Any bed. But the Kwakin, when they came to his house, laid a fire and lit it. He seemed wide awake and ready for a long talk.
The seed you brought me is indeed rare, he said. I have no orisa in the grove, and I am glad to have the chance to sprout one. Did you see it in bloom?
Yes.
Pox yawned.
Like great lights high in the forest, not the sort of flowers most trees have.
Tell me something of the forest you traveled.
Pox wanted to sleep. She yawned again, but began to talk of her summer's work, remembering as best she could the trees, flowers, vines, birds, and animals. The Kwakin interrupted now and then with questions. Then he asked about the Daskdraw digs. It felt bad. Sick. Pox felt itchy talking about it. I felt it inside my head. I fell down at first.
And then?
And then I could tell which direction. Not very well. She described the search for the Daskdraw digs, and the fight when it was found. She was wide awake again. The Kwakin sat cross-legged in front of the fire, staring into it as she talked. When she was done, he turned to her.
Oxenarian, do you have yet any hope of being made a paladin?
Pox stopped short. I haven't thought of it. That was not quite true, for the rangers had prodded her to acknowledge and use her gifts. She could not quite believe their hints. She could not wholly disbelieve when she looked at Unsullī, obviously healed and free of pain. She thought of it then, thought of the dream she had had, of the pain when it died. Had it died? Once, yes, and then it had sprouted again as a dead seed revives in spring. But was it the same dream, or another?
You said you considered yourself once more a warrior. A warrior for what? Or with whom?
She stopped.